Deuteronomy chapter 16, and we will read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 22. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 through 22. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Therefore you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd, in the place where the Lord chooses to put His name. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread with it, that is, the bread of affliction. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, that you may remember the day in which you came out of the land of Egypt all the days of your life. And no leaven shall be seen among you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the meat which you sacrifice the first day at twilight remain overnight until morning. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates which the Lord your God gives you, but at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make His name abide, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight at the going down of the sun, at the time you came out of Egypt, and you shall roast and eat it in the place which the Lord your God chooses, and in the morning you shall turn and go to your tents. 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and on the 7th day there shall be a sacred assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. You shall count 7 weeks for yourself. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the grain. Then you shall keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God, with a tribute of a freewill offering from your hand, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are among you at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make His name abide. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, when you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your winepress. And you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice. 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which He chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God which He has given you. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not plant for yourself any tree as a wooden image near the altar which you build for yourself to the Lord your God. You shall not set up a sacred pillar which the Lord your God hates. Those are God's words. We're given here, as the Lord began expounding the fourth commandment in the last chapter, continuing application to the nation of Israel's worship calendar and ceremonial worship that was for the nation of Israel alone, we see commands here to keep 3 yearly feasts. The Passover, or the Feast of Unleavened Bread, verses 1 through 8. The Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, verses 9 through 12. And the Feast of Tabernacles, verses 13 through 15. And then how everyone is to be present at them in verses 16 and 17. Why did Israel need to keep these festivals? And it's clear that as the covenant community, they could together as a people affirm their faith in the Lord as Savior and Provider. It is similar to what we do in celebrating the Lord's Supper together as we do this morning. We come affirming together our faith in our Savior, confessing together that the fact that He continues to provide for us His grace in order for us to live and thrive and grow in Him. And so we hear in 1 Corinthians, for Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed. The rest of chapter 16 shows the institution of lesser magistrates and governing rulers and what their duty was, even similar to what we've learned in Chronicles, that judges are to be godly and not show partiality nor take a bribe. We heard that a little bit in Sabbath school from Deuteronomy. But that rule according to justice, they are to do according to the Lord who is just. And what else are judges to be but godly worshipers? And those who elsewhere we learn fear the Lord. And so we're taught again principles of the Sabbath, that we are to keep the Lord's Day holy, and even by God's providence here in Deuteronomy 16, instruction about the Passover, which is replaced by the Lord's Supper, again pointing us to God's provision and feeding us in our souls in Christ alone. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise for Your Word. We're thankful that every single part of Your word, every jot and tittle is good for us today, is good for our souls, is that which builds us up in the faith as we look to and trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We come today that You would bring about salvation in Your people. That not only would You bring about regeneration and a new heart in those here who do not know You, who are our children, who are those who have put on a show and lied and professed faith and yet do not truly believe. Now, Father, even for them, we ask that this would be the day of salvation, that You would show Your mercy to them and to all who do not know You, who are apart from You, who have no communion with You. Father, grant to them that saving work, even in their hearts, unto what we hope would be glorification in the end. That is our hope, all of us here who are Your children. We hope now, we long for now, that time when we will be brought in and immediately transformed, made holy, and be made perfectly blessed. Where there will be no more pain and tears or sorrows, but only joy and praise and worship of You forever. That is what we long for when we look out into this world, even as we worship You today, knowing that there is a Sabbath rest and a Sabbath keeping for the people of God remaining. And we seek that eternal rest, that eternal Sabbath, which we have in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we turn to You today from our sins. We have committed many sins. We hate our sin. And yet, Father, we often are found doing that which we don't want to do, and wanting to do that which we ought not to want to do. And in this way, we're like Romans 7, Paul, and that process of sanctification. But Father, we have sinned against You. We've broken Your commands. We have not loved You We have put before us other gods. We have worshipped them. Even money or family or things like these, putting things before you, even in our worship. Perhaps, Father, if there's anything that we're doing that is contrary to your word, Lord, turn us from this way and reform us. Father, we have taken your name in vain. We've taken your name, we've used it lightly, we've made jokes. We have not honored you with your word and your name upon our lips and our hearts. Rather, we have forgotten your word. We've turned from your word. We've disobeyed your word. We have not worked diligently 6 days to then on this day rest in you. We've even taken this day and we've jumbled it and muddled it with work around the house. Perhaps we ought to have prepared better yesterday. And getting our cars cleaned off and things like this we could have done yesterday evening. And yet, Father, we have even waited till today. Father, forgive us of these sins. And keeping us from resting our hearts in you and our minds in you. And then, Father, we've not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We have dishonored our fathers and our mothers, our inferiors and superiors, our peers, our equals. We have murdered in our hearts and hated people. We've lusted after others and things, even in coveting things that are not ours and not to be ours. We have lied and stolen from you and from others. And Father, for these things, we turn to you. We hate those things. We ask that you would turn us to you by your Holy Spirit and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, which cleanses us, we know, as and makes us as white as snow, just like the snow that is outside, perfectly clean. And so we are thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we ask for healing. We ask that you'd heal our bodies, those who are struggling or sick. Father, we ask that you would heal them. We ask that you would be with those who are not able to be with us this morning. That you would strengthen them and bring them back to us for your glory. And that they would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ again. We're thankful that you're the God who answers prayer. Last Lord's Day we prayed that Mike would get a job soon. We rejoice with you that he now has a job. We've prayed that Oscar would be healed, and he is here this day with us and feeling better. We're thankful for that. You're the God who hears us and answers our prayers according to your will. And so we now pray boldly that you would bring salvation and sanctification to your people, to all who are gathered here, because we know that you are the God who answers prayer according to your will. And we pray knowing that Jesus Christ intercedes for us, who perfects our prayers, and which you always answer him, yes and amen. And so, Father, hear him. And Father and your Son, perfect our prayers. And receive us for Christ's sake, for we pray in his name. Amen. Amen.